So we come to the 51st step. The 5125 is a channel of initiation, but it's also the channel of competitiveness, and that it operates mostly at its mundane level of competitiveness. And one of the things that it brings is it brings deep tribal competitiveness. But most of all, when it comes to looking at the impact of the 51st gate thematically on humanity, you could call this the step of exploration, or what would lead to the age of exploration. In other words, a movement, once there is stable structures, a movement towards where there's place, additional place, new places to settle, to discover, to live in, and so forth and so on. In other words, this ushers in something very important. This ushers in the expansion of organized humanity to the whole planet. And of course, that's its point. You know, one of the things about us is that we have a capacity to be able to migrate regardless of the barriers imposed. You know, it's very hard if you're a land animal to move from Australia to someplace else, unless you hitch a ride on a boat. You know, human beings have a capacity to be able to go anywhere, and of course we would. We would go over oceans and so forth and so on, and mountains and jungles and everything else. But one of the things to recognize is that once we had already settled in areas where we had established our version of civilization, there were always going to be those out of revolution who would be driven to explore the world. There would always be those out of need for greater material go out and explore the world. In other words, this brought an enormous amount of competition, but that competition got focused in what we would ultimately see as our ability not only to inhabit the entire planet, but to be the dominant species over the entire planet. If you looked at America 2,000 years ago, North America 2,000 years ago, for every one Native Indian, there were 1 million buffaloes. By the time that human beings had managed to move from one end of the globe to the other and begin to build their structures, it took about 300 years to reduce that to less than 1 to 1. That's us, killer monkeys, real good. So the whole thing to understand about the 51st step is that the 51st step opened up the entire world to human exploitation. Now, being a 51, it makes me uncomfortable to say that. However, I try to exploit you positively. Some things are just too funny, for me anyway. By the way, the 5125 is basically Aryan. Most of the 25th gate is in Aries. The 51st gate is in Aries. And this age of exploration is deeply connected to finding what's new, to opening up new horizons. All of those things become possible because, again, remember, everybody in their design are going to have themes. But when there's a global thematic at work, everybody begins to tune into it. You know, it wasn't like there was one person who said, gee, if I go across that ocean, maybe there's something on the other side. It was already in the consciousness of humanity. Otherwise, those things are not possible. And it's very important to understand these steps. What they set up is that they set up a thematic in all of humanity that provides a support for those that are going to lead through whatever that theme provides. So this age of exploration is something that went through every society on the planet. There was this movement. Now, by the way, the other thing to see in relationship to that is that you can't get to the 51st step. And by the way, it's always possible for it to end. This is not determinism, after all. We are life evolving. I mean, it's so essential to understand that. We are life evolving, and anything can happen that can stop, literally stop the process. But the whole thing to see in the 51 is that in opening up this enormous age of exploration, that it gave us an opportunity. It gave us an opportunity to fulfill our destiny. Remember, our destiny is we control the entire planet. We dominate all forms of life on this planet. And we dominate nature. So many people who were born after the war have this left of center empathy with ecological, liberal, all of this stuff, you know, that we shouldn't exploit the planet, that we're hurting Mother Earth and blah, 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 and we're bad. I mean, one of the main things that human beings think is that they don't think that human beings are a nice species. You know, the self-oppression of the oppression that says, you know, it's our fault that there's pollution and it's our fault that there's this. You have no choice. We have no choice but to be sophisticated killer monkeys. We have no choice. It's not our fault. We are not exploiting the earth. We are designed to exploit. We're designed to take advantage. That's what we're here for. And by the way, please don't be concerned for Mother Earth. Mother Earth can take care of you in a moment. You know, we're scuzz on her skin. And we can be eliminated so quickly. And the fact that we're taking oil out of the ground or putting carbon monoxide, dioxide into the atmosphere is because that's precisely what we're designed to do. I've already told you that anybody that's in favor of stopping global warming is trying to kill us. Kill us. This incredible, stupid morality, not based on any real understanding. And the blame that is put on us as a species, we are in the program and we are choiceless in the program. Did I do a good job of defending the 51? By the way, in an era in which the 25 and the 51 have been established as steps, the only thing that you can really expect is that the priesthood and the gurus are going to exploit you, because that's exactly what it's about. It is about exploitation. Whether exploitation is, as a result, is positive or negative, you know, if you're coming to see me, you know, give me all your worldly goods, you know, and that will make a big difference in your life. There's all kinds of ways in which the priesthood exploits those that wish to follow or need to follow. That's also part of all of that, just to give it its proper tinge.